by name.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Do you have any words or anything that you'd say to a cow to make it stand still when you're milking?
Well, Sue.
Okay. What about calls to mules or horses to make them go, turn right or left during plowing?
I don't know the time to use them.
Okay. What would you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay. Is that when he's already moving or is that when he's just standing still?
Or is that's when he's already moving. You want to go a little faster.
Okay. And if he's just standing still, what would you say to him? Or would you say anything?
I don't know. Say, let's go.
Okay. All right. What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. What if you wanted to back him up? What would you say?
Say, back up again.
Okay. If you were going to call sheep in for the pasture, how would you call them? What would you say to them?
I've never been around sheep very much. I guess you'd make a noise like imitating them.
Okay. How would you call chickens when you're feeding them?
Yeah, chick, chick, chick. Like.
Okay. If you wanted to get a horse, if you want to hitch a horse to a buggy or to a wagon, what do you have to put on it?
You have to put the harness on it.
Okay. And when you're plowing, what do you call the leather things that you guide the horse and the mule with?
The reins.
Okay. And if you're riding a horse, what are you guiding with?
Also the reins.
Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
Okay. I want to ask something that's not even on here, but I've just been curious. You know, on a Western saddle, there are these little leather things that kind of hang off here in the back. Do you have a name for those? You can use them kind of...
For riding? Just plain riding?
Yeah, you can use them like a quirt or something, I think. But it seems like I used to know a name for those, and I can't remember what it was.
No, I don't know.
I can't remember either. I've been trying for days to remember that.
Yeah.
If you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little what? Over.
Little piece over.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet, you might say you have a what to go before dark.
So many miles to go before dark.
Okay. Or a long what?
Long ways to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say, or you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And it's better than run out. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
Okay. Or if he fell this way, he
fell on his face.
Okay. Or
forward.
Okay. I might say, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no, something, a one.
Not a one.
Okay. Have you ever heard nary or nari used in that context?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Which of those two have you heard?
Nary.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I something wrong.
Didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. If somebody breaks something that was yours and apologizes for breaking it, you might say, oh, that's okay. I didn't like it. What?
I didn't like it anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. You might say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble, what? Would you ever say, like is not or apt is not?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do?
I'll just say he'd have his troubles when he grows up.
Okay, all right. What do you call the the trenches that are cut by the plow when you're plowing?
Furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say, we really raised a big
crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you might say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
Okay. Sometimes when you go through and cut grass for hay, it'll grow back in the same season. You go back and cut it again. And what do you call that time when you cut it again?
Second harvest.
Okay. And sometimes old dry dead grass gets left over on the ground in the spring and just lies there. What would you call that? You have a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a crop comes up in a field that you didn't plant this year, maybe planted the year before or something, you'd call it a what kind of crop?
Would you call it a wild crop?
Okay. Wheat would be tied up into a
bundles?